Pope St. Paul VI said something I'll never forget in his encyclical about evangelization. Evangelii Nuntiandi, the announcement of the gospel. He wrote, "Modern man listens not so much to teachers as to witnesses. And if he does listen to teachers, it is only because they are witnesses." We say often to other people, you might have told your kids or grandkids, actions speak louder than words. Maximilian Kolbe, today's saint and martyr, doesn't have many recorded words from his time at Auschwitz, but we do know the witness of his deeds, that he made an offering of his life for a man who had a wife and family in the death camps. And Kolbe was put to death by lethal injection under the Nazi regime. All the while he sang praises to God and sang hymns of the Blessed Virgin Mary and lifted up the spirits of those who were being executed with him. Now Kolbe was a great teacher as well, an excellent theologian. We're still unpacking his works, and that has blessed the church greatly. But we tell his story today, most of all, we recall the witness of his deeds, his love for God and for neighbor. I think it's very true that today, if we teach about the faith, so often it bounces off like water on a stone for modern men and women. But witnessing to the faith unlocks the heart to begin to encounter Christ. How do we witness to Christ in our daily lives? How do we let that be seen? How do we let our actions speak louder than our words? The gospel gives us this directive to reconcile with our neighbor. And Jesus, in fact, gives us a plan. Here's how to reconcile with one with whom you have a disagreement. If we are reconciled and living in peace with our brother and sister, if we know how to forgive one another, if we overcome grudges for the sake of love, and yes, even sacrifice ourselves for that, yes, even endure some pain and suffering so that we can be reconciled and love our neighbor, the world will see that witness, and the world will begin to listen more to the words of Jesus. Modern man listens more to witnesses than to teachers. May our witness of reconciling mercy with one another be a great light for the church and the world.